You, that we can pray to you, that you are a God who listens. You're not distant and far off, but you are near and interested in what we're praying about. So we lift this moment to you and pray that you would speak through me here this morning. In your name, amen. Amen. I absolutely love this passage from Philippians. I think it is absolutely wonderful. It's from the Message translation of the Bible, and if you've never read the Message translation of the Bible, give it a go, because sometimes it just spins things around in a slightly different way. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. I just think that's lovely. It makes it sound very simple, obviously. You have a little worry, and you have a little pray. Have a big worry, pray. And I guess it is as simple as that, but it doesn't always feel as simple as that. I've had quite a rollercoaster year. I started training again. A couple of months ago, I moved house. It's been quite an up and down busy year. And I can say, this isn't a kind of a, I'm not paid to say, I am paid to say this, but I would say this even if I wasn't paid to say it. Prayer does help. Making prayer a part of your daily life genuinely does help when worries seem too much and when life can seem too much to handle. I would say that even if I wasn't contractually obliged to say it. But what I've come up with is a little equation. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I think this is more useful than Pythagoras' theorem, and you will use it every day, unlike Pythagoras' theorem. So let's see, it's a little equation of how I think prayer works. And I think prayer works on this side of the equation. It's a very simple equation. It starts with some kind of hey. You kind of have to say hello to God. Hi, God. I really like saying, on the start of my prayers, loving God. And that's how I like to start my prayers. You might have one that you've been using for years. Father is quite a common one. Lord, perhaps if you're a bit more formal. But just you need to find some way for you that addresses God. That as you're settling down your moment, perhaps, or you're in the car, or you're walking to a meeting, or something's about to happen, and you just need a moment to still yourself, find a little way to initiate the conversation. Hey, that would work too, I think. Hey, God. Then we have what is commonly known as chat. So you say hey, and then you have a chat. Now, I've looked it up, and I've worked out there's no rules on what you can and can't chat about to God. Anything goes. God doesn't have like a list of things that God will and won't see you about. The list is open. It's everything. From the massive, like, gosh, God, what are we doing about our planet? It all feels a bit dire. To, gosh, I've got a paper cut, and it's just really stinging. God cares about it all, from big to small. Nothing is too small or big for God. And then afterwards, it's common to say some kind of bye. The traditional one is amen, which I learned means so it be or it is so. And I really like that because for me, there's a sense in that of your will be done, which is a line of the Lord's Prayer, which I really like and have made more and more a part of my everyday prayer life. Because to me, that line says, God, I've brought loads of stuff to you. I've had a long chat with you. I've done most of the talking, God. But now I'm handing it to you. God, your will be done. These situations, these things that I would love to happen, I want to know what you think should happen. And so we call this prayer. It's quite a simple equation. And I'm going to tell you the really good thing is that you can take bits out and it still balances. I think you can say hey in chat, forget the bye, and I don't think God minds. I think you can definitely just launch into chat and say bye, and it's all okay. You can even just say chat. If you say hey bye, it's a bit odd, but I think God would get it. You know what? God's like that. God's okay with that. Now, here's the other side of the equation, and this equals heard. Because unlike the fairy godmother, I believe that our loving God actually listens to what we say. So if we go through any combination of this, I believe God actually listens and our prayer has been heard. It may not feel like it, but please know that it has been heard. God doesn't kind of turn off or pop his headphones in. That's not what God does. God is always listening. God has heard. What colour haven't I used? But then we have to do something as well. In pastoral training, you talk about active listening. So then we have to listen back and find out what God is going to do. And we might have to listen for the response to our prayer for a really long time. And that might be a bit painful at times. But we just have to keep listening. And we keep praying. We kind of loop back round. You could do this twice or three times or infinity times. And you might just have to keep going through this cycle until you hear some sort of answer. And the answer might not always come in the way you might imagine, or it might not be the answer you want. That happens quite a lot. But somewhere, in some time, there will be an answer. A little silly example. Thursday, I was in my car, and I was about to drive off somewhere, but something had happened. I got a message, and I just wanted to pray about the thing that was in the message. And so I did my little hey, had a little chat to God in my car, and I said bye to God. And then I turned on my car and was ready to drive away. And normally I have my iPod on in the car, but my iPod's getting a bit old. And every now and again, the iPod and the car don't talk to one another, and it doesn't work. So on this occasion, that happened as I drove off, and it just was making crackling sounds. So I had to flip onto the CD, which I never normally do. But the line of the song that happened to be playing on the CD that was in my car, some old Now CD from decades ago, spoke exactly into the situation and what I'd just been praying about. And I was a bit like, oh, wow, God. Whew. Thank you, God. I then jiggled around the iPod and it all worked and I had a nice drive home. So sometimes you do get a response really quickly and sometimes you don't. And sometimes you'll be waiting for a really long time. But I have personally found in the worries of life, following this simple prayer mathematical equation in all its many forms, starting with the chat, missing out the by, it kind of, God does listen. We are heard. And I really, really believe that. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't be doing this. You have my testimony. You have my, trust me or don't trust me. Give it a go. But we do have to listen back. Conversation is a two-way thing. So we have our time for talking, and then we have to do a bit of talking too. This makes it sound very easy. But I know that sometimes it isn't. And so I would encourage you to persevere. If prayer is feeling really hard and you feel like you're trying to pray through treacle, just keep going. This infinity thing is really important that we just have to keep trying, keep going. And if you've never tried prayer before, give it a pop. See what happens. And I think you might be surprised about the things that God starts to do, because I really do believe that God does move in our lives. There we go. Hey, chat, bye. That's a bit of prayer. And then we balance it out with knowing that we are heard, but that we need to listen to. So now we're going to have a little discussion. That's what we do on our first Sundays at SM Live. So my question for you, to share with the people next to you, to encourage one another, because I love hearing what helps other people, is to share what helps you pray. You might have a special place you like to do your prayer, or when you're doing a certain thing, or something you hold, or look at, or write. I'd love for you to share with each other what helps you pray. Or if you're finding prayer really hard, what do you think might help you? What could help you with your prayers? So we're going to have a few moments, and then we're going to actually do some praying in a moment. So turn to the person next to you and have a little chat.